You're listening to SBS News.
Just hours before New Zealand's planned tour of Pakistan was due to begin last week, an email threat was received that prompted the Black Caps to withdraw. It's the latest setback for a country largely starved of visiting cricket teams following the attack on the Sri Lankan team bus in 2009. But doubts have been raised at parliamentary levels about the truth behind the threats against New Zealand. And Lee Babas is the Federal Parliamentary Secretary for Foreign Affairs.
So you say it's a credible threat. Why aren't you sharing it? And if you're not sharing it, you're giving two messages. One, that there is no threat and you're just making it up. Two, that you want to walk off and leave the threat on the people of Pakistan, and if something happens to them, you don't care. It's callous.
For cricket fans in Pakistan, Ms. Abbas says the news the tour was off was shattering.
It's heartbreaking. It is just so unfair. And I think the people of Pakistan, it's not just about a tour being cancelled. It's not just about an event not happening. It is about a betrayal.
The threats were reportedly made from a device in India showing a Singapore IP address. Pakistan's information minister says they were a hoax designed to derail cricket in the country. Just 3 days after New Zealand's withdrawal, England's men and women also pulled out of their tour to Pakistan, citing increasing concerns about travelling to the region. But Britain's representative in Islamabad, Christian Turner, says he isn't aware of any credible threats.
The British High Commission supported the tour, did not advise against it on security grounds, and our travel advice for Pakistan has not changed. I have been a champion of international cricket's return to Pakistan and will redouble my efforts in advance of England's autumn 2022 tour. My thanks to all at the PCB who have worked so hard in support of that.
Apart from the disappointment for fans, there's also concern Pakistan's preparations for next month's T20 World Cup in the UAE will have suffered. And there's doubts now too about Australia's tour to Pakistan in February going ahead. Usman Khawaja is hoping to be selected for Australia on that tour, and the Pakistan-born batsman is feeling the current situation keenly.
It's very easy for players and organisations to say no to Pakistan because it's Pakistan. But no one would say no to India if they're in the same situation. So, yeah, it's disappointing in some respects. Money talks, we all know that, and that's probably a big part of it. So they've missed out on cricket a long time. They can keep proving, you know, time and time again through their tournaments that they're a safe place to play cricket. I think there's no reason why we shouldn't go back.
And Lee Babas wants the International Cricket Council to make sure nations are held accountable if they pull out of future tours.
They should have a proactive role, and they should make sure that once a commitment is made, and it's made according to these conditions, then before cancelling, countries should be going to them and taking the permission.
Parliamentary Secretary Abbas's connection with cricket extends to the work of her daughter Zainab, who's a cricket television presenter there. She was preparing to be part of the coverage of the upcoming tours and was in Rawalpindi when the New Zealand side withdrew. She thinks Pakistan shouldn't continue to play home series at neutral venues.
Stick to the ground that either you play us here or you don't, because otherwise you're not going to move forward as a nation. You're not going to get cricket back in Pakistan.
And according to her mother, Ann Lieb, if that happens, it won't just be cricket fans in Pakistan that suffer.
Cricket, instead of growing, will be fragmented, and that will be a tragedy. That is against the purpose of ICC. That's against the purpose of the associations. That is against the spirit of the game.
John Baldock, SBS News.